AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It's the Matt McNeil Show. Welcoming back to the show one of my favorite guests, Robert Baril, comedian extraordinaire. He's going to be Robert, where are you going to be? You're going to have got a big run coming up here at the end of the month and into July, right?
Yes, I will be headlining at Acme in Minneapolis.
Nicely done, my friend. So you're at Acme.
Yeah, well, I mean, I got some very compromising photos with Louis, the owner, when he was staying at a hotel in Russia. And, you know, everyone goes about climbing the comedy ladder differently. And after a while, I just got fed up with trying to do things honestly, and blackmail was my ticket.
You figured out the secret to all great comedians. Well done. Finally, it's kicked in. So,
yep.
Congratulations on this. I think you start your run at Acme on June 30th?
Yes, Wednesday, June 30th through Saturday, July 3rd. So right before America celebrates its Independence Day, you can catch me doing my thing.
If you want to get inspired about burning things and blowing things up, well, I got a show for you.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
I should mention, that's one of the reasons why we're having Robert on. I'm not going to be here on the 30th. I wanted to have him on the first day, but that's why I'm having him on today. We'll have you actually back on again, I believe, on July 1st. We'll have a show with you as well and try to get those other shows sold out. I can't tell you. Headlining at Acme, nicely done. I should mention as well, too, you got your albums out, including you were one of the few people that put out a comedy album last year. Very much appreciated the 2020 album. I did appreciate that.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, well, technically, my contribution was half the album. The other half goes to Brian Miller, another very funny comic out of Minneapolis. We went halvesies on an album with just all materials completely relegated to 2020 stuff, Zoom meetings, and all that kind of stuff. So hopefully there's a shelf life to it, because I feel like we're still not out of it yet. But even for a few years, then it'll take on more of a nostalgic tone, and people will still get the references and stuff.
But, absolutely.
But yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, are you, obviously you're running an Acme here, but I mean, as a comedian, you're on the road a lot. I mean, how many shows are you starting to do? Are you starting to get out and do some tours around the country, around the Midwest?
Summer's kind of light. I have some pop-up gigs, but then the fall it kind of picks up again. I've been fortunate enough where I have a podcast with my buddy Steve Gillespie. It used to be called Writer's Block, and now it's Comedy Mainline, and it's still basically just working on jokes with comics, but it's on the Helium podcast network, and Helium is a chain of clubs throughout the country, and I've been able to get in there. So I was at Portland about a month or two ago, and that was a lot of fun. And I'm actually doing my next album at the Helium in Indianapolis in November. So I have a little run at Good Nights in Raleigh, North Carolina, and the St. Louis Helium, and yeah, so I'm starting to do more Midwest headlining through those clubs and those opportunities.
When you do go on out and you do this, I mean, how is it? Is it relief that people can go back out and see a show like this? Are they back to heckling? Is it back to normal? Or is it still a little apprehensive on the crowd?
I mean, from what I've seen, everyone's ready to just get back to normal and laugh and coming out. And I'm excited because Acme, this will be the first time that I've done Acme in about a year and a half where it'll be at full capacity.
Nice.
Acme, to their credit, stayed open as much as they could. They adhered to every guideline, but it was a little frustrating as a comic who's used to, because it's one of the best clubs in the country, and you do it when it's sold out and you feel like a rock star. You're like Jimmy Page up there, and you're like, oh yeah. But then you do it in front of like 10 people and it's still going well, but you're like, this isn't the same thing. This is right now. I can't name a guy from Air Supply. I would if I could, but that would be the rest of the analogy.
That's the tough part if you're in a club that's, because comedy clubs, obviously, every comedy club I've been to is there, people are just kind of piled on top of each other, but that makes a great environment. And so when you have social distancing, I can just see the one guy in the corner, and everyone else kind of just staring at you, some kind of German avant-garde piece.
Yeah, I don't know what it says about comedy that it thrives in the same environment as a virus, but I'll leave that to each and every person to come up with the conclusion on their own. But yeah, fortunately, it's now back to full capacity, so I want as many people to come out as they can, and it's kind of a twofer, because the first half of the show, I'm emceeing the whole thing Vegas style, but the first half of the show is a showcase with all of the new MCs Acme hired just a few months ago. Wow. Ira Ford, Elise Cole, James Stanley, and Sean Napstedts. They're all going to do their best 10 minutes and get a videotape out of it. And then when that's done, I headline the rest of it.
Well, and I'm so glad you are, because your stuff has been great. Yeah, I've just loved watching how your career has blossomed, because you definitely have got a lot of ability and a lot of talent here. Are you concerned at all that you don't have the easy punching bag anymore? I mean, does it sharpen your comedy when you do this podcast and you're on Helium that you're talking about comedy writing? I mean, one of the things I appreciate about good comedians is, it doesn't matter. Sometimes you take the easy joke, but sometimes they appreciate it when it's a tougher situation. You got to work the line. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah. I mean, I try to focus more on issues or particular news stories. So I'm not coming from a complete partisan lens. So the average audience member is like, oh, look at this lefty communist up here. You know. Spitting on everything great about America. Whereas I'll take like an issue, like the rioting at the Capitol, or any kind. That's like what my biggest chunk is. But like race relations, stuff like that, like issues that are kind of heavy. But then like finding a silly aspect of it and doing that, so it's not necessarily partisan. I don't need to be talking about Trump anymore. I'm ready to. I think I might have one or two Trump jokes, but. There's some funny stuff about Biden too. And anyone that tells you they can't do it, they're just like lazy or don't want to. Because you can make fun of almost any president.
No, and when you said Portland, I'm presuming Portland, Oregon, as opposed to Portland, Maine. But
yes, Portland, Oregon. Yeah, went hard at the cops in Portland. They liked it.
Because you do have a different audience, and, you know, you can bring up the liberal stuff in Portland, but you get to Indianapolis and say, let's talk about the 1-6 insurrection. Yes, do it again. And you're like, whoa, really? Okay.
Well, it turns out, Matt, that you can you can make fun of Minneapolis cops anywhere. Because
really?
Even in rural areas, they're like, well, our cops aren't like that. Because they're not. Because it's the, you know, your son played baseball with the cop. Like, they're not like that. So I found that if I stick to just the Minneapolis police, everywhere you can go after them.
Yeah, and you get the biggest laughs in town too, which actually, you know, if you're going after
them. Yeah, well, yeah, and it's only fitting if the bit is on the Minneapolis Police Department that I would come out firing.
Yeah.
You know, that's my homage.
Okay, I want everyone, listen right now. June 30th. July 1st, July 2nd, July 3rd. A lot of people are going to be off that week anyway. You want to laugh. You want to get back to normalcy. Robert Baril is one of my favorite comedians, period. He is an absolutely outstanding individual. You're at Acme. Is it the Acme website they should go to get the tickets for this?
Yep, acmecomedycompany.com.
Acmecomedycompany.com. I'll link to all this stuff. I'll even try to track down your podcast and link to that a little bit later on.
Oh, I would love that. Thank you. Or maybe one of the albums, if you want to do 2020, get a taste of the material.
And I recommend all of his albums. I got all your albums on iTunes. They're fantastic. Very funny. Some very good stuff there. So get his albums. We'll get the podcast. We'll get the tickets. Go see the concert. And then I'll check in with you on July 1st. We'll see how things are going. We'll see if you're doing the rest of the shows. And we'll talk about July 1st, 2nd, and 3rd there. Robert, congratulations. So happy for you at Acme coming up here later this month and into July. And all my best. We'll talk to you in a few weeks, okay?
Thanks, man. I appreciate all the support you've given me over the years. It means a lot.
Well, you always will have it because you're a fantastic comedian. And thank you, Robert Baril. We'll take a break. Come on back. We'll wrap up the show with one more. I got Mike Lindell. I got to get to Lindell again. Again. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Hi, I'm Claire Ferreira, president and owner of Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Here to share some information about our 5 for 25 drive program. We ask customers to take 5 minutes to review their experience with us and $25 to a local nonprofit of their choice. So far, our 5 for 25 drive has raised close to $50,000. Thanks to all of you out there who've taken part in this